Harbor Beach, instead of setting up a return, they put 10 guys on the line of scrimmage and bring the house, and Preston Warren recognized it, and he gets it away, and as ugly as it looked, it didn't get very high, but it was a low bullet that knuckled, and it was away from Mason Yon, and you could hear the coaches through our sideline mics yelling at Mason Yon to go get that ball, and Mason Yon lets it bounce and hop all the way down inside the 30-yard line in their own field. So now, with 21 seconds left and a timeout in your pocket, you got to go over 70 yards. Not quite the situation that Coach Shelke and company wanted. So more than likely, Harbor Beach will run it once or twice and go into the half ahead 8-0.
21 seconds left in the second quarter. It's a handoff right up the middle. Handoff to Devin Finkel, and he gets him out maybe a yard, maybe two, out to the 30-yard line before number 77. Austin Geiger swallows him up there after a two-yard gain. Second down and 8 from the 30-yard line. Less than 10 seconds to play. And looks like Harbor Beach is going to be content going to the locker room with an 8-point lead.
You're exactly right, Clark. They hit Finkel up the middle, trying to catch a quick break and hit a big one with Finkel. Unable to do that, Austin Geiger brings him down quickly, and that will be your halftime score.
A defensive juggernaut so far, just one score between the two squads. It's 8-0 Harbor Beach over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers right here on the WLW Sports Network. 8-0 Harbor Beach at the half over the Lakers.
It's a feud of epic proportions. One heart against countless opponents. The foe, allergies, sinus infection, strep throat. Anything that slows you down and is just downright annoying. But there is hope. Sure hope. You do not need to fight this battle alone. With the strength of Sure behind you, with Dr. Scott Reiter, Paul Scatton, Lori Hanselman, Ross Ramsey, and Blake Putman, the odds are ever in your favor. With Outposts in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and Sebring, a ReadyCare clinic close at hand, 4 pharmacy locations, and physician assistants Paul Penfold and David Seagroves, nurse practitioners Lois Booms, Yvette Scharf, Brenda Kretschmer, and Trevor Mattarella, tackle the wild frontier with the strength of Sure in your saddle. Make an appointment for your wellness checkup today with Sure in Elkton, Sebring, Caseville, and Pigeon. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Deer hunting season may be short, but car deer accident season is year-round, so you need to keep the Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick Body Shop on speed dial. There's no need to call anyone else. They can pick you up and even bring a loaner with their own tow truck. Their certified body and paint technicians use OEM parts and the latest environmentally friendly techniques and paints. They work with all insurance companies and service all makes and models. That's at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring, where you can buy or lease a brand new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their 3-truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
Hi, it's Mike from Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring. We know you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. Well, our shop and parts department is open too. We're open 6 days, late Tuesday through Friday nights. We hope your breakdowns are few, but we're here for all your truck and trailer parts, tires, even custom hydraulic hoses. Call ahead for parts pickup. Ask about our newly opened wash bay for trucks, trailers, and equipment. Call for an appointment and pricing at Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring. We sell what we run, and we wish everyone a safe harvest.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. This is Patty Reinhart from Thumb Bank and Trust. At Thumb Bank, we support our local communities, school athletics. When it comes to playing a game, you need a good coach to guide you to victory. Let Thumb Bank be your guide for personal service, professional excellence, and over 120 years of financial experience that any team needs to succeed.
You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
Stop by any of our offices and let us show you the winning difference that Thumb Bank can make for you. We're Thumb Bank and Trust Company with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, Bad Axe, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Hard Joe's Ben Franklin of Pigeon support our schools and our athletes. Pigeon Telephone is your local telephone company serving Pigeon and Sandpoint residents. Now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company, Sandpoint residents. You can switch right now, keep your same phone number, and get a wider local calling area. Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon is everyone's favorite stop for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're open 7 days a week with lunch and dinner specials and great prices too. Stop in Tuesdays for Mexican Fiesta Night. Thursdays are Oriental Stir Fry Night. Fridays they have an all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. And Sunday is their famous breakfast buffet. Hard Joe's Ben Franklin in Pigeon is your local crafting, supplies, and project store. Projects like knitting, scrapbooking, crocheting, sewing, and crafting. With fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more, you're sure to find everything you need. That's Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Hard Joe's Ben Franklin, all of Pigeon.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network at the half as the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers with zero couldn't find the end zone there, but Harbor Beach found it just once as well in a defensive bouting match here so far through 24 minutes of play. Now we listen in to the Marching Pirates on the field on senior night from Harbor Beach. We check in with Dave Hansen with our scoring play in that first half. Dave Hansen, take it away.
I like the emphasis on the play, Clark. Yeah, after one quarter of play, neither team able to score in the second quarter, though Devin Puff is able to plow ahead for 1 yard, and Ethan Hessling tops it off with a two-point conversion. That would be your only score of the first half. Harbor Beach leads Lakers in a defensive battle 8-0. Harbor Beach leads the road team Lakers.
I actually can't believe this stat as we just pulled up our offensive stats here at the half. Lakers with just 23 yards of offense through two quarters of play. And then I started taking a look at each drive. Their first drive had 10 yards, second drive 12 yards, third drive 4 yards. When all said and done, not much going on for that Laker offense. Leading the way was Preston Warren on 6 carries for 18 yards. James Dubes 3 carries for 8 yards. And Andrew Siegfried 5 carries for negative 3 yards. He's caught in the backfield 3 times. Bryce Sears through the air 0-for-2. And that's it for the Laker offense. Surprising, especially considering how many points they're able to put up. And we've seen them click on so many times before.
Well, Preston Warren, he had a couple nice runs in the game, but there's been nothing else. He had a 5 and a 6 yard run in there. Siegfried had a 7 yard run. But that 7 yard run was the longest play they had in the first half. James Dubes unable to go anywhere. And quarterback Bryce Sears, they even let him throw the ball twice.